At age 50, I'm old enough to remember typewriters. Heck, I still own two. Not too long ago, I dropped one of them, so I began looking around for repair shops. Luckily, I found Mark Soderbeck. He's the owner of Vale Typewriter in Richfield. So I drove out there, walked in the door, and showed it to him.
All right, so here it is.
This little Smith Corona.
What happened to this one?
I dropped it.
That's not too good sometimes.
Got everything all jammed up.
Boy, she's crooked.
Is that hard to fix?
Might be.
Right about then, my heart sank. A few years back, I bought the typewriter at a garage sale. It's got a tan metal body, green keys, and no key for the number one. Still, I'm quite fond of the old thing.
It still needs to be a little bit of straightening, but it should be fine.
Soderbeck began repairing typewriters at the shop during the Carter administration. He soon bought the place. 30 years later, you can still find Soderbeck at Vale Typewriter. He wears a blue button-up smock because repairs can get kind of messy.
And it's a typical shop. Stuff all over. Keep a lot of junk machines for parts because we can't get parts for some of these old ones. And most of my business now is to beginning to be old machines.
Soderbeck works 4 days a week, repairing and selling machines. About half of the typewriters he repairs are owned by businesses that need to fill out forms. His other customers are struggling writers and everyday folks who like the sound and feel of metal keys hitting white paper and a rubber roller.
All these young people have computers, cell phones, iPads, you name it, but they still like the old typewriters. They say they can write better on them.
Morning, Vale Typewriter.
Once upon a time, Soderbeck was swamped with work.
It's not as hectic as it used to be, which, you know, years ago, I don't know, 20 years ago, we were so far behind that we couldn't keep up.
Back in the 80s and 90s, before computers really caught on, Soderbeck was so busy that he rarely took vacations. Instead, he hunkered down in the back room, often late at night, slumped over QWERTY keyboards, carriage returns, grease, and metal. Soderbeck's shop is divided into two parts. In the back, he does repairs. He has a workbench with a big light so he can see better. There's a place to spray the gunk off of old, dirty typewriters. And in the back is the typewriter graveyard.
And then on the far back shelf, it's worse yet. There's all kinds of torn-down machines. I mean, there's all kinds of junk machines back here. But I have to have them.
Smith Corona, Underwood, and the other companies that made typewriters aren't around anymore. So Soderbeck keeps old, beat-up machines to grab parts from. In the repair business, it's a practice called cannibalizing. In the front of the shop, right when you walk in the glass front door, is the display room. Here, customers can check out refurbished machines, both manual and electric. Here's what I found. A Smith Corona manual. A Smith Corona Cornet Super 12. How about that hum, huh? An IBM Selectric, the giant electric typewriter with a golf ball-sized type ball, circa 1961. A Royal Standard manual.
This one's awesome. It has a really good feel.
Yes, Royals always have a nice touch.
And finally, a new typewriter, the Adler Satellite 80. It's electric. As you might have guessed, Soderbeck hasn't made many concessions to modernity. The shop doesn't have a website or a Facebook account or anything else connected with computers.
I don't know how to do email online. My wife will have to get the computer up so I could look for things. If it gets caught, I said, what do I do now? I don't know what to do.
But he still makes house calls.
Yeah, we do come out and pick them up and deliver them. It's $25 for pickup and delivery.
If you can't come into the shop because your old machine is too heavy or whatever the reason, Soderbeck will drop by your house.
Okay, I'll be out tomorrow morning to pick that up. I'll give you a call right before I get there.
Soderbeck doesn't seem too worried about the future. He's 56 years old. He likes what he does, and he plans to keep on doing it.
Probably do it forever. I like the repairs, like talking to people. And what else am I going to do?
Nothing else, I hope. For $75, Soderbeck got my machine in tip-top shape. When I paid, he handed me a receipt. He had typed it on my refurbished Smith Corona. For KFAI, I'm Todd Melby.